We're joined in studio today by two members of the new Drift Prairie Brewing Company in Jamestown. We have Nick Bruns and Christian Carey. And Nick and Christian, this is a pretty awesome venture, something that Jamestown has not seen before or seen yet. Where did the idea for opening up a brewing company come from? Why'd you guys get started and how'd you guys get started?
Well, we all kind of came together separately, but collectively. It started about a year and a half ago, and we basically all had conversations with separate people, and we all came together and we're like, hey, so I heard that you had this idea too. And we're like, yeah, you know, oh, wow. Yeah, that would be great. We should probably do that. And then we collectively started searching for a building. We came together and then we started, you know, looking at what it took to actually do a brewery and what we wanted to do. So we looked for buildings, we looked for equipment, we found equipment, we were having trouble finding a building. And then Nick came in and he was just like, hey, I have an idea. And so now we're here, and it's been about a year and a half in the making to get to this point where we are in the Sun Building. We have equipment, we're getting more equipment, we're getting ready to pretty much just kind of start, like getting everything ready for inhabitants to inhabit the space and do stuff.
So going to that then, Nick, obviously there's that interest, right? Like Christian said, years of interest beforehand from multiple people. And one of the biggest parts was finding that space. So that's kind of where you came into the picture.
Yeah, I would say for many years, real estate has just been something that I was really passionate about. And so that passion, you know, comes into conversations with people. And so we were just having conversation and realizing, you know, the need for a space like this. And what really intrigued me about starting the brewery is doing something for the community to create a space where we can gather, have fun, play board games, play cards, and just get together. You know, over the last couple of years, we really missed out on a lot of those opportunities. And I think a lot of us, I really desire to be in community with people, with friends, and having time together. As we move in, you know, to where we're all at in the busyness of life, it's hard to get people over to your house, you know, and play a board game. And so what value is there for us to create a permanent space where people can get together and have delicious food, delicious beverages, and just time together? So that's really what intrigued me. And then as we were reviewing, you know, okay, what buildings could fit for a space like this and what would work? We had gone down a couple different avenues and they had gone down before I was in the conversation, looking at different buildings. And we found one we got really excited about. And then we got really scared because it just was going to take so much to get it to a place where it could be habitable. And so the Sun Building had kind of been a piece of the conversation, and it just is the perfect fit. It's got a great warehouse atmosphere. It's huge. It's about 7,250 square feet. And so we've got a lot of opportunity with the large footprint of the building to do with what we want. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a great fit. It's downtown, which creates a sweet atmosphere there. And so we're just really excited about the space and being able to take a building that maybe would have gone vacant and unused and maybe has been underutilized in a little bit over the last couple of years and give it a new life.
And so I'm sure a big question you guys get as well, because there's an interest in what it takes to start something like this up. It's not as simple, we want to do this, and the next day you've got your brews and you've got, you know, your vendors and everything like that. What's that process been like? What's that experience been like for you guys?
Just a lot of oh, okay, this is what we got to do next, moments, you know, right. of we kind of have an idea of what's in our head of what we need to do. But, you know, getting some input from the powers that be to say, okay, this is what you guys should do first and kind of taking that direction. And so right now we're kind of waiting on an architect to give us a plan. And once we have that plan from the architect, that's going to allow us to take the space and retrofit it so that we can have patrons coming through the door and making sure that the layout is smooth, that we're able to have the brewing operation, to have the patron, you know, tap room space, to have a kitchen so that we can be making food. And so figuring out how that layout looks and how the building is best utilized. And so once we have that plan back, then we can also do fire code, you know, situation, life safety, all that stuff that you have to take an old building and make it into a new space. Sure. And so that's where we're at. But a lot of planning up to it, as Christian had mentioned, you know, a year and a half and just the think tank thought process. How do we go about this? Obviously, when it comes to brews, you know, you don't just like flip a switch and go, okay, this is going to be great.
Right.
And so our brewmaster, Anton, has been working on a couple of recipes and we've been discussing, okay, you know, what are we going to have in this space? You know, obviously we'll be brewing some beer, you know, are we going to have root beer? Are we going to have lemonade? I always forget how to say kombucha juice, I think is
kombucha.
What it is, you know,
which would be sweet.
Recently we discussed, you know, what does it look like, you know, to have coffee in there.
Right. And
the space isn't just about, you know, what you consume. It's about who you're there with, and the community that you get to have in that space. And so the more people that we can say, hey, this is appealing to you, you know, the better that space is going to get utilized. Sure.
And speaking of more people, there's a lot of support in this and a lot of those people who had ideas. And I would be remiss if we didn't, you know, mention who's helping. You guys are the faces right now, sure, but there's a lot of people that are working on this project.
Some of the other names. So it is going to be, I'll just do last names. So basically there is a family called the Hellers, the Gosses, obviously the Bruns, the Careys, and then we have the Kingsriders and the Kleingartners.
Britta and Anton Goss, Sarah and Kaylin Heller, Mariah and Christian Carey, Emma and Alex Kleingartner, Nick and Nicole Bruns, and Andrea and Ryan Kingsrider.
Right.
And so that group is lovingly called the founding members.
Sure.
And it's just been really sweet to see how this group has come together. There's, you know, a varying background for everybody, you know, on what their passions are and what their gifts are. And so it's been really cool to see, you know, Emma and Alex are a very clear picture of someone who's gifted in the food industry. If you've had the pleasure of having Emma and Alex's food from their catering business, you know, it's delicious. They take a lot of pride in that. And so to have somebody like that on the team, you know, to be able to bring that into this brewery space, because that's been a common theme is people go, oh, I've been to a brewery. The food was great. Right. And it's like, yeah. Well, all right. The bar is high for us. We want people to be saying the same thing about our space.
Yeah.
And so Emma and Alex are obviously a key component to that.
Yeah. Originally, we weren't going to do food, but then we pretty much just kind of been listening to people and we're like, okay, this is going to be something we're going to have to do. Sure. So,
you know, obviously a meeting space, something unique to Jamestown. There's a lot of things that this can be used for, utilized for, grow into. And then, of course, the biggest question that it's kind of obligatory to ask, when will you guys be ready?
That's a great question.
Yeah. It is a good question.
So I've always been an advocate for shooting for January 2023.
Right.
I think it's good to set a goal and there's going to be factors and bumps in the road that maybe make you miss that goal that's outside of your control, you know, waiting on different pieces of the project to come together, but that's what we're shooting for.
Like literally waiting.
Yeah, literally.
Like literally waiting on stuff.
Hanging out, waiting for stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So, and until we have that stuff, we can't move on to the next step. So, but yeah, January 2023 is the goal. It might shift, you know, into spring 2023, depending on how all the pieces come together. But for sure, planning to be operational in that time period and having the space open.
And you guys have been pretty active on social media as well. I think that's maybe the best way to kind of follow along as you guys build this and provide those updates. What's that website or where's that Facebook page if they want to follow that?
Drift Prairie Brewing Company. That's the name of the website. And then it's just like connected to our social pages, you know, Drift Prairie Brewing Company on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, awesome. And then on the World Wide Web. You know, we have merch up there, you know, if you guys want to do some support in that way. We are going to be rolling out our like our members club, like our founding members group pretty soon here. We're kind of finalizing that. We have some of the pieces here, like you said, just kind of waiting on things. So that'll be pretty soon, actually. So people can partake in that and they can purchase it, and then they'll get information on to what that means when they're a founding members club. So
very exciting. A lot of work going into this for you guys, because I know this is not a full-time venture, but I'm sure it's taking a lot of time to get to that. But Nick or Christian, anything else about this whole process? Anything else about the brewing company that's opening up or anything else you want to leave us with?
I think I just say to reiterate, you know, this space is for the community of Jamestown, you know, and so we want people to be excited about being able to, like I said, get together and have that time, you know, and you know, we're talking about ideas, you know, and what we're going to do. And so, you know, one of the things we've discussed is having, you know, a mini golf course indoors, yep. You know, and it's like, why would you do that? Well, it's for Jamestown, sure. You know, it's negative 20 degrees in February, you know, what do you go do? And so trying to come up with these ideas that we can, you know, implement into this space. We'll have, you know, on our social pages, you know, we're going to have updates on where we're at, what's happening, but we're also going to have opportunities for engagement, you know, asking mm-hmm. for input, because again, we're think tanking this and have been think tanking it for a while, but there's maybe ideas that we're missing. And so it's really fun to really have a blank canvas for a space. And so we encourage everyone that's listening to this and following our Facebook page, you know, engage with us, help us create a space that you see value in and a space that you want to go to, because this space is for you.
Unique opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about partnerships. For example, we share an alleyway with Pit Stop Sports, and that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And that's a great venue. And so I was super excited when I was like, oh, wow, they're actually doing it. And then I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, they're like, they're just we don't have to go down a road. They're just in an alleyway, just coming right straight for it. It was pretty cool. So community partnerships is probably what I'm most excited about.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and I know people who are hearing this excited to know that we have this new thing coming to Jamestown. Best of luck to you and those founding members. And thank you guys for taking some time and joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.